Understand emotional slash behavioral side of finance. Many financial counselors realize that just providing the facts and financial management processes is not enough to help most clients succeed in the long run. Behavioral finance applies concepts of cognitive psychology to the financial decision-making processes. These terms are defined as behavioral finance, a field that studies how psychological influences and emotional responses can affect financial decisions and market outcomes. Cognitive psychology, a field of study related to how people think, remember, perceive, and problem solve that is relevant to financial counseling because it helps counselors understand client financial behaviors. When cognitive psychology is applied to finance, the goal is to understand why individuals make the financial decisions they make, including those that are not financially beneficial. The realm of psychology and providing therapy is outside the scope of financial counseling. The related field is financial therapy, which requires proper licensing. Financial therapy is defined as a professional field that requires being a licensed therapist, and that provides its clients with integrated emotional and psychological support related to financial issues. Licensing is defined as, in a financial context, the legal authorization that is required to practice as certain types of financial professionals, such as those who offer investment advice or serve as insurance agents. Counselors can benefit from understanding behavioral finance and financial psychology as they help clients explore their personal money values. There may be instances when referrals to other financial professionals are necessary to address financial issues that fall outside the scope of the counselor's expertise. The emotional or behavioral side of finance may come more into play with some clients than others. Some clients arrive ready to address their financial issues. They just need a little motivation and a lot of financial information. Others arrive in no such state. A good example of this is an unwilling client. If the financial counselor works for a government agency, some of their clients may be arriving due to a court order, such as a client applying for bankruptcy. Other clients may be facing an ultimatum from a spouse, partner, or family member, example one who has acted as a cosigner. Such clients may arrive with a conscious or unconscious intent to resist the financial counseling process or view it as a hurdle or box to check for a third party, not a service that can directly benefit the client. The client may be in denial about there being a problem at all, or at least its significance or consequences. They may even pretend to go along with everything but plan to act on nothing. Unwilling clients, regardless of the reason for their unwillingness, are treated like any other client but will require extra attention to get client buy-in. The counselor starts with where the client is at and affirms the client's autonomy, including their right to resist participation in counseling. In such cases, it is best to make it all about client self-determination. Example, Henry is a Marine. Henry is required to participate in financial counseling in order to maintain his security clearance and keep his career on track. Initially, he arrives at his first session just wanting to get it over with as quickly as possible, so there is a record for the chain of command that he attended as required. He views the session as ultimately for someone else. The financial counselor may take extra time and care for questions aimed at identifying Henry's goals, which may not be the same as the goals of the third parties. What causes the most financial stress for Henry? What steps could be taken to facilitate relief for these stresses? While the financial counselor cannot make Henry want to be there, the counselor may be able to help Henry see how these sessions benefit him because they could relieve his financial pressures. Another example of clients who may benefit from behavioral finance are those who are in urgent need of change to remain financially viable. Elsewhere in these materials, we describe potential client needs as remedial, preventive, or productive. While any type of client can benefit from gaining motivation to change, those with more urgent needs, remedial and preventive, might benefit a little more from financial coaching. Financial coaching. Financial counseling includes financial coaching, which is defined as the use of a number of tools and approaches that ensure a client-centered approach is followed in sessions and goals are led and set by the client. It can include interviewing techniques that allow clients to discover their money values and priorities in real time during sessions. It is about providing the space and opportunity for clients to identify their own challenges and solutions. While financial counseling and coaching are closely related and often overlap in practice, it's helpful to distinguish between the two in terms of approach. Financial counseling often addresses specific financial challenges, but not always. In situations such as managing debt, building a budget, or improving credit, the financial counseling role may involve direct education. Financial coaching, on the other hand, refers more to the techniques used when working with clients. both support clients in improving their financial well-being, and professionals often use a blend of counseling and coaching techniques based on the client's needs and situation. As coaches, counselors enable responsibility and agency. Coaching involves asking questions that allow for the client's self-discovery. The coach is a sounding board to help clients work through their thoughts on their financial journey. While the term financial counselor is used in this course as a general description of the role, some practitioners may call themselves financial coaches. However, a financial counselor will often be a coach and counselor at the same time. Financial coaching refers to several skills and techniques that financial counselors can use to enable clients to determine the direction of their sessions and feel empowered in their financial journey.